Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are on Overtime. Max, with the government issuing guidelines for driverless cars, should we embracing this new technology or be wary of it? Why do you know about this?
Well, basically because there's a national security aspect to that. If it can be automatic, it can be hacked.
Oh, right.
So I don't know about you, but I dread the idea that one day somebody hacks all of our driverless cars at once and kills more Americans in one day than 9/11, which is something we need to be wary of.
Oh, my God.
Just when I thought there was...
Sleep tight, everybody.
There's something worse than a Trump presidency.
There it is. If it's automatic, it can be hacked.
Left to worry about. Yeah, that is very... No.
I love how Max can just turn anything into, like, a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. Death and destruction.
It's called neurosis.
Yeah. Lonnie, whether or not Trump wins, is the Republican Party forever changed?
I don't know that it is. I've always thought of this as kind of a temporary correction, to be honest with you. I think after this election is over, though, the Republican Party does have some soul-searching to do. But to say it's permanently changed, you know, implies that I think this guy actually will have some permanent influence on how we think about the world. And I, from a perspective of someone who hopes that isn't true, I hope it isn't true. But, you know, it'll be an interesting discussion after you.
But isn't the problem their voters? I mean, they didn't want Trump, a lot of them. And we see a lot of these Vichy Republicans who go along because they don't want to upset the apple cart.
They know better.
They know better. They know where their bread is buttered and where their voters are. But, I mean, you can get rid of a Trump. You can't get rid of the voters. That's who they want.
Well, but that means that the Republican Party should be doing what it's always done, which is expanding its appeal to more people and to have a message that expands its appeal.
But that's
to more
not what the base wants. The base is deplorable.
You know, I think
like your brother.
The base is definitely feeding on. So you just said this
some
earlier.
Percentage of the base is. That's fair. But, you know, we have to be clear to overgeneralize, I think.
Yeah.
I think that there is some percentage of the base that might feel that way. But I also think that there are a lot of Republicans who are trying to figure out, you know, what does this all mean? And I think we have to have a conversation about expanding the party, which is what we tried to do, theoretically, after 2012. And now I think we're going to have to lose another presidential election to learn a lesson we should have learned after losing the last two.
What do you do with your family when, like, you have these discussions with your brother? And then is there a point where you just go, okay, let's talk about something else?
Well, I try to make it seem lighthearted in the column, but actually it can get pretty testy. And when I was covering W, my older brother said to me, you know, if there was a hurricane, you would blame it on Bush. And then there was a hurricane, and I blamed it on Bush.
Yeah.
Katrina.
Because it was his fuck-up, yeah.
Yeah, Katrina, he
right,
really
of course.
Screwed up, so.
But, like, when it's your family, okay. I mean, you can't change your family, and you love your family no matter what. But, like, I never understood, like, Matlin and Carvo. Like, I never understood people who could marry someone who's in the other party. Because I feel like politics is an extension of your morality.
And, well, it feels like that this time, for sure. Right? Because you have, I mean, the differences between these two candidates, the kind of way Trump is talking about so many Americans.
I've read articles about married couples where the husband, usually, of course, the guy is voting for Trump, and the woman, and it's like literally causing a rift in the marriage. And I can understand that. To me, that would be a real deal breaker, you know.
But there have been moments when certain Republicans have stood up for doing the right thing. Remember when that woman said Obama's an Arab, and McCain said, "Oh no, he found his soul."
Right.
And then Powell got even better and said, "Yeah, and what if he was a Muslim? Is there something wrong with that?" You know, there are times. Mm-hmm. There was a time when the Republican Party jettisoned the John Birch Society. The people who said foreigners get out, and they said, uh-uh.
Right.
That's un-American, and we're not going. If that means losing you, we lose you. Parties do that. The Democrats lost the South because they said, no.
Absolutely.
No more segregation.
Yep.
And this is the chance. This is the chance for you guys who sleep in Reagan underoos to suddenly come out.
You remind me I have to get a new pair soon.
There you go. This is the chance. Do
but
it.
It's going the other way. Ted Cruz today. You
know, no, but he is a reliable douchebag.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's going to be really hard for the Republican Party to invite more people in after Trump went through and just like shot a bullet through every single person that was out there. Blacks, Latinos.
I completely get that. But you know what? It's not a cause that I want to give up on. I don't think it's a cause that there, I think there are some people that really are committed to this. And we'll have to see what happens. It might be the case that the Republican Party, you know, is never the same.
When I was a kid, Republicans.
Or he could win.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Right.
He could win.
He could win.
Which is why a protest vote doesn't matter. Because. No. A protest is only as good in as much progress as
it's
created.
Let's just beat this guy.
Until he says,
you're not leaving here until you're voting for Hillary. We're going to be right.
There are other people considering protest votes. Johnson, other people.
Yeah, but why don't we all admit it to him? Why don't we all admit if there was a total whack job lefty running as the Democrat?
Anthony Weiner.
Right.
If Anthony Weiner was running on the Democratic side, I would vote against him.
I would vote against Weiner.
I would totally
If it was
vote.
Colin Powell on one side and Anthony Weiner on the other side, sign me.
Well,
or Mitt Romney.
Or Mitt Romney. Right. I'd vote for Romney over Weiner.
Right. Because.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay, and so would we all. We're willing to go there, brother. You with us?
Well, the problem.
Oh, man!
Okay, well, leave this poor guy alone.
Hillary Clinton's no Colin Powell.
He's a double pay. Double pay.
We have few enough Asian Americans on our show. We don't want to alienate
them. Today you got two.
This is your this is your quota for the year, right?
Yeah, I know, we're done.
Okay.
But we're not from Jamaica.
Will there... and a Jamaican. Will there be repercussions for our food system as a result of the Bayer-Monsanto merger? Oh, not since the Hitler-Stalin pact have I applauded a merger like that
one. This is a big one, and this is one of those headlines that nobody talks about. What happened was, since for 12,000 years, farmers have banked a little bit of their seeds every year to replant. Then Monsanto came along and said, no, these seeds are intellectual property like iPhones. You need to buy new seeds every planting season. They control 90% of our soybeans, 80% of our corn, which isn't everything. That's bad enough. And now we are giving the control of our food supply to a foreign power, the Germans, who could very easily, legally, sell it to China, who could blackmail us with a food embargo the same way the Arabs did in the 1970s. And that
Mr. World War Z. Was talking about. Us. Oh, boy. Thanks for coming on,
Happy
Debbie
time. Big smile, everybody.
I agree with you.
No, you're so right.
And what's even worse is that when Bayer bought the Monsanto, they had to borrow a ton of money to do it. And so now you've got this company who's broke, who's got to make back all this money. They're going to do everything they can to make sure that no GMO legislation is passed in America. Mm-hmm. You think before when they were spending millions of dollars, they're going to spend billions of dollars now to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Okay. Obama's got six shows. We have six shows left to do.
And then no more racism.
What do you think?
Or crime.
You think he'll do it? You think he's going to come on this show? I'm losing hope.
I think so.
I know you were one of my big supporters of getting Obama on the show. What is he afraid of?
I don't understand how you lost out to Bear Grylls and Anthony Bourdain. That's embarrassing.
To every show ever been on the air.
Even that girl with the green lipstick.
Right. What do you think it is?
Maybe it's the Anthony Weiner jokes.
It's because they're tame and safe.
Thank you.
Focus grouped.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Watch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.